The bill is called the Tax Relief for American Families and Workers Act. It restores tax provisions that were left out of tax reform efforts back in 2017. Dustin Scheer, Government Affairs Director with American Farm Bureau, says the legislation includes provisions that benefit farmers.
The biggest of which is 100% expensing or bonus depreciation, which allows you to immediately write off investments into your business when you purchase equipment or build infrastructure. It's probably one of the most pro-growth policies that we can put in the tax code, and farmers lost the ability to buy new equipment under 1031 like-kind exchanges in the 2017 tax reform.
He says it's important that your lawmakers make the fix now ahead of the tax cliff in 2025.
These provisions were only extended for a couple of years from 2017 when they changed. Others, like bonus depreciation, started to phase down. And so getting this done now, generally you can make tax policy retroactive for a year before you get too deep in the following year's filing season. And that's what this bill does. That provision and a couple others, including deductibility and the R&D expensing, retroactive to the beginning of 2023 before we get deep into this particular filing season.
Scheer says that American Farm Bureau is encouraging Indiana farmers to reach out to Senators Todd Young and Mike Braun and urge them to pass this legislation.
Those things affect farmers and ranchers' bottom lines, especially in times of high cost and thin margins. Tell them your story and let them know that it is vital that they get this done.
Read more about the tax relief bill at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller.